Makabel Pnei Rabu Beregel. Maybe we'll be able to finish it on Daf Chav Zayin Amud Beis. You know, you think that this is a sugya that's a little off the beaten path from our perspective. It doesn't really touch on definitions of Yeshiva B'sukkah Shkarech. But on the other hand, since we're interested in Moed and defining Kiddush Hayom, I think this is a very important sugya. So we have all the Marmakomas pretty much organized on one page, which is convenient. So I'm going to use that page as opposed to the original source. You have that, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Tan Rav Maised Rabbi Loi Shaholach Lahagvil Pnei Rabbi Eliezer Rabho Belud Bereg. So you would think, you would anticipate that that Rabbi Eliezer would be very thrilled that his Talmid, Rabbi Loi, came, who knows how long of a schlep, a distance, to visit him in Lud. So to our surprise, he was very cold about it. Amar Loi Loi, Eicham Yishovsei HaRegel. He really didn't fulfill the mitzvah of the regel. And the Gemara explains, Shehoi Rabbi Lezer Omer, Meshabeach Ani Es Atzlonim, She'ein Yotzin Mi Beisam Mateyem Beregel. It's better to be what we call a couch potato on the regel. Dichsiv, V'somachta Ata U'Beisecha. That there should be a simcha in which you share that simcha together with your wife. And that's supposed to happen on the regel. That's part of the mitzvah of a simchas regel. So you want to be chaperai in this mitzvah of kabbalas pnei rabbah regel, which may be a foreign kind of mitzvah completely. It's not part of the regel. Well, that's going to be one of our issues today. And in doing so, you forfeited the main mitzvah of the regel, which is simchas yontif. And simchas yontif is ato beisecha. The Gemara says, eini. V'amar Rabbi Yitzchak, minay shechayv onim la'akvil pnei rab b'rega shenemar, maduat holeches eilo hayom lo chodesh v'lo Shabbos. In other words, the Baal of the Shunamis was very surprised. Why is she checking out to visit Elisha? It's not Rosh Chodesh, it's not Shabbos. So the Gemara says, mechlal de b'chodesh b'shabbos mechayv inish lak bule pnei ape rabbit. So from this pasuk in Tanakh, Rabbi Yitzchak derives the chiyuv of being makabel pnei rabbah b'regel. The Gemara's language should be emphasized. Michlal de bechodesh v'shabbos mechayev inish lak bule pnei rabbi. Means the chiyuv is on Rosh Chodesh and Shabbos. We'll come back to that mitzvah in a minute. But the bottom line from the Gemara's perspective is that Rabbi Yitzchak clearly adopts and embraces this absolute chiyuv, it's unconditional, of being makabel pnei rabbah b'regel. Why then did Rabbi Eliezer assume Eincha Mishovsei HaRegel because the mitzvah is Samachta Atov Beisecha? And Rabbi Yitzchak explicitly refers to regel. You know, you can't say that he's talking about Shabbos and Chodesh, even though the pasuk itself mentions Shabbos and Chodesh. But Rabbi Yitzchak formulates a chiyuv on the regel. So what happened to Simchas Yontif? Is it? There's this theory here between Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yitzchak. Rabbi Eliezer emphasizes Simchas HaRegel, and Rabbi Yitzchak emphasizes the mitzvah of Kabbalas Pnei Rabbah HaRegel. Apparently, we have to find some middle ground here. Again, the Gemara is not willing to postulate, we'll see in the Kesef Mishnah about this, that there are two different shitas here. You know,
look, why not?
I don't know why not. I mean, that's going to be one of my seven caches on the sugi. But I just want to go through the sugi once, and then we'll list all the caches. But right, lo kasha hadi azil the asi biyome, hadi azil v'lo asi biyome. The question is it actually kaim shneim? If you can be mekayim the mitzvah mekabel pnei rabbah, yet salvage the mitzvah of simchas haregel ata ubeisecha, then fine. Then you're obligated to do both. There's no p'tur of osik mitzvah potter in a mitzvah. You have to do both. It's efshel l'kayim shneim. But if it's the efshel l'kayim shneim, if you're going to have to, as Rashi said, you're going to have to leave the Tchum Shabbos or whatever it might be, and you won't be able to get back on the same day and celebrate Yom Tov with your wife, then the mitzvah of Simcha overrides the mitzvah of Kabbalas Pnei Rabbah Berek. So let's mention just a few questions off the top. First of all, the Pnei Yoshua raises a very interesting question. Would women be obligated in the mitzvah of Kabbalas Pnei Rabbah b'regel? And I think, although the Pnei Yoshua doesn't analyze it, it all depends on where this mitzvah is coming from. If the mitzvah is coming from Talmud Torah, as the Pnei Yoshua does point out, then women are exempt from the mitzvah Talmud Torah, and therefore they're exempt from the mitzvah Kabbalah Pnei Rabo. But if the mitzvah comes from Yontiv, from Regel, women are included in the mitzvah of Regel. They're certainly included in Matzah on Pesach. They're included in Simcha, the Samachta Ato Beisecha. Then one could certainly argue that women are obligated in this mitzvah. The Pnei Yeshua assumes they're not. Yeah, but what would push you, Nisal, to say that women are obligated in this mitzvah?
So, even if you... I just don't know the premise. Meaning, even if you assume it is a mitzvah of Talmud Torah, does that, by definition, mean that they're peturos? There are mitzvahs that are associated with Talmud Torah that they're chayavos in.
Excellent.
And,
okay.
I mean, even Talmud Torah, right? Women are mevarchos.
Correct.
Possibly the mitzvah. So there's a discussion as to why, but...
Correct.
Just because it has to do with Talmud Torah, doesn't it?
So the Pnei Yeshua is making a gigantic assumption here that women are not chayiv in Talmud Torah. I mean, there are elements of Talmud Torah that women are definitely chayiv in, but Talmud Torah, in the broadest sense, I guess, fundamentally studying all the Torah and having a Rebbe and being mekabel and having to go to hear the very Torah. I mean, if the Rebbe is there to
learn the mitzvot.
Oh, exactly. If it's midin, shloshim yom, you know, and all the takanas of Moshe Rabbeinu and so forth to learn the hilchas achag the chag, maybe women, it's even more important for them to be mekabel pnei rab berech. But if it's more of an iyun kind of thing, you know, if the Rebbe is going to give a drasha, is going to give, excuse me, a lamda shashir, an abstract, then maybe the Pnei Yeshua assumes that women are exempt. So question number one, are women chayav in this mitzvah? That's question number one. What would move you guys to say that women are obligated in this mitzvah?
That's first.
The fact that we learn it from the Shunamis. I mean, I find this extremely uncomfortable for me, that we derive the mitzvah from a woman, and you're going to have to say, according to Peshu, that she was a tzaddikah, said she wasn't obligated, blah, 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 blah. But frankly speaking, if you go with a straight arrow, it's not coincidental that we learn this mitzvah from a woman. So that's number one. Question number two. Yeah. Okay.
No, I just
wanted to shoot off a couple of questions that I made a list of. Okay, number two. The Tanakh emphasizes not just Regel, but also Shabbos and Rosh Chodesh.
Only
Shabbos and Rosh Chodesh. And Rav Yitzchak doesn't mention a word about Shabbos and Rosh Chodesh. What's going on over here? The Rambam also mentions nothing about Shabbos and Rosh Chodesh. The Ritva assumes that there's a greater Chiddush in Regel because the Rebbe is situated at a great distance. So the Ritva, he has a tripod structure here in this. He says, if your Rebbe is local in your hometown, so then you have to visit your Rebbe on a daily basis. If your Rebbe is out of town, but he's within the Tchum of Shabbos, you have to visit him on Rosh Chodesh, and if he's outside of the Tchum Shabbos in a different city, then you're only chayav three times a year on the regular. Okay, fine, that's the Ritva. I'm not kind of to argue with the Ritva, but it just seems very odd that Rabbi Yitzchak would emphasize Regel, whereas the Shunamis and her husband were emphasizing other times, more frequent. And not only that, Magen Avraham is going to say, I don't know if there's a chiyuv every day, but at least a chiyuv. The Ritva also agrees that there's a chiyuv every day, just he makes it conditional on the fact that your Rebbe is local and it's not Shatircha. But the bottom line is, it's kind of odd that this halacha, in Rabbi Yitzchak's formulation, is limited to the Regel. I don't know. According to the Ritva, it's a very difficult case over here. The Rabbi Yitzchak was worried about the tircha and the pshia, so therefore, since it was shchicha tircha, shchicha pshia, therefore he had to mention regel. But Kolshke, not only that, the Rambam for sure doesn't hold like the Ritva. The Rambam only brings it down with regard to regel. The Rambam is assuming that we're such chachamim that we're going to derive kavachomers during the rest of the year. I don't know. Question number three. We mentioned before that the perhaps most fundamental issue here is where to classify this mitzvah of Kabbalah Pnei Rabo Regel. Is it a Regel halacha? Is it a Talmud Torah halacha? The Rambam is very paradoxical because on the one hand, the Rambam completely omits mention of this halacha in Hilchus Yontif. It's appropriate for Hilchus Yontif if it's halacha in Yontif. On the other hand, even though the Rambam quotes this in Hilchus Talmud Torah, he does limit it to the Regel. So if the Rambam wanted to subsume this halacha under the chiyuv of Talmud Torah, the mitzvah Talmud Torah, why is he limited to the regel? I mean, the fact that it's limited to the regel is a hodos bal din on the Rambam's part, that this is not totally anchored and exhausted in the mitzvah Talmud Torah. It's limited to regel, it's a regel aloha, it's a kedushas hayom aloha. If that be the case, it's odd that the Rambam would omit it in Hilchas Yontif and dafka classify it here in Hilchas Talmud Torah. So that's just one question on the Rambam. Which leads me to the Kesef Mishnah's question on the Rambam. He's bothered by something else. The Gemara, as we saw here in Sukkah, limits this mitzvah to a condition which has to be fulfilled, namely that he is Azil the Asi Biomen. The Rambam omits that condition, that clause. And we always have a rule of Stimas Loshon Rambam. If the Rambam doesn't qualify, then that's just it. It's not qualified. The Rambam implies that you would have to be Mekal Pnei Rabba Regel without any ifs, ands, or buts. So the Kesef Mishnah wants to know, how do we reconcile the Rambam with this sugya? The Gemara doesn't seem to question this final maskana, that the only time that you free yourself of the accusation of Rabbi Eliezer, of Eincha Mishvosei El Regel, and Meshabeach Hanias Atzlanim, and you fulfill your mitzvah of Samachta Ato Beiseth, is only if you can get back on the same day. I mean, that's a detail that the Rambam should not have overlooked and forgotten to emphasize. So based on this, the Kesef Mishnah comes to a very radical conclusion, which frankly I don't see in the Gemara. It's certainly not the simple chat in the Gemara, that there's a machlokas here between Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yitzchak. When the Gemara asks a kasha from Rabbi Yitzchak on Rabbi Eliezer, and if not, the Gemara could have said, don't bother me with Rabbi Yitzchak, I don't agree with Rabbi Yitzchak. Rabbi Yitzchak is a different shita. Why the Rambam, if Rabbi Yitzchak is a different shita, would paskin like Rabbi Yitzchak, I don't know. That you have to know in Kol Yapsak, the entire sukkah seems to begin and end with Rabbi Eliezer, and try to work this out that, you know, under what conditions are you not in violation of Shvisa Berego. But even beyond the, you know, explaining this in the Rambam, to say that the Gemara postulated and operated with a machlokas, you know, Eliezer and Rabbi Yitzchak, I find that a little difficult. So I don't know what question number we're up to. Here on my list, I think we're up to number 5. Question number 5 I wanted to raise with you is, how do you fulfill this mitzvah? Is it enough just to show up at your Rebbe and somehow rub shoulders with him? Or is it something beyond that? You have to hear Divrei Torah from your Rebbe. If it's Halach and Talmud Torah, one could argue, it doesn't have to be, that in order to fulfill this mitzvah, you have to hear some Torah from your Rebbe. If on the other hand, it's just some sort of a regal experience, maybe just being in your Rebbe's Dalet Amos and somehow being impacted from his, the way he fears Tish or something, and drink L'chaim with him. I remember my father's front of used to take us, when I was a child, he used to take us to Lubavitch on Yontif, you know, to be, if we couldn't go on Yontif, we were in a Cholomoy, but to be with the Rebbe, you know, and drink L'chaim with the Rebbe. I don't know what our friend Zalman would say about that, but that's what you do when you go to Lubavitch. You drink, you know. And if you don't drink, don't bother going.
Great,
so this was part, you know, on my father's side, I'm 7 generations Lubavitch, so we got a lot of DNA problems with drinking in the family. What the pelt to me, by the way, was that we went to see the Rebbe and we held up a cup. There were like thousands of people within Dalet Amos holding up a cup. How did everybody know exactly when the Rebbe, who was at a distance, shook his head and said L'chaim, that it was to him?
You just know.
It's like Mamish, one of the miracles of being at the Rebbe's Fabrengen. And I'm telling you, it's Baduk. Every chassid knew exactly whether the Rebbe was saying L'chaim to him or to someone else. I don't know. To me, it was one of the...
Well, how did you know?
I didn't say L'chaim to the Rebbe. I was too scared. But one time, there was a tall chassid that put me on his shoulders, so I waved to the Rebbe. I thought the Rebbe noticed me. I don't know. I'm not sure. In any event, the Tur and the Mechaber, this is question number 6, completely omit this halacha of Chayiv Adam Lahakbil Pnei Rabo Bereil. And as you all know, the Nodav Yehuda went to town about this, and he wants to claim that the reason they omitted this mitzvah is because the mitzvah no longer applies. No, but the Rambam does quote it, so here where the Nodav Yehuda goes into this whole Tara Ram, that the Rambam, unlike the Shulchan Aruch, will quote halachas that don't apply. So Shulchan Aruch is very lemaisa oriented. This is what the Rav used to always say, that if you look in Shulchan Aruch, you'll find Hilchas Hilchus Hanukkah before Hilchus Megillah. In the Rambam, it's just the reverse. Hilchus Megillah is first. So the Rav used to always say that the Shulchan Aruch went according to the Luach Hashanah because he was interested in the practical Allah. The Rambam was more conceptual. I mean, it's also a historical point that Megillah took place before Hanukkah, but the Rav wants to say that's not the only reason why Hilchus Megillah comes before Hilchus Hanukkah, but because the breakthrough on the Bal Tosef issue to add a mitzvah Rabbanah, that happened when the Chachamim accepted Esther's presentation to add a mitzvah. Question number 7, the Ramban, Ala Torah, on the Pasuk Zachar Es Yom HaShabbos L'Kadsho, says something very, very surprising, which may throw a whole curveball into the sugya. What's L'Kadsho, says the Ramban? He says that the Shvisa of Shabbos has to create the Yom Kadosh. L'Kadsho. It's interesting. If the Ramban would have limited his words to Yontif, I wouldn't have commented, because on Yontif, it's Mekadosh Yisrael Vazman. We make the Kedush Sayom. But the Ramban is talking about Shabbos. Shabbos is Kedusha Kviya V'Kaimet. That's the Kedusha that's given to us. You know, we don't create that Kedusha. And yet the Ramban assumes that L'Kadsho means literally that we have to be Mekadosh Shabbos. And certainly Yontif. And the Ramban goes on to say that what's included under the many actions and activities that fulfill this mitzvah of L'Kadsho, of being Mekadosh the Yom, amongst the various cases and behaviors that are listed here, he says, "Lolechas al hachamim," and look at this, "V'el hanaviim." Again, this is the Ramban l'shitasa that we're not dealing with the mitzvah of Talmud Torah, because I'm not sure if a navi, although maybe a navi has a special fee for Talmud Torah, I don't know. But pashtus, without getting too complicated, is the navi is more of a holy person. I wouldn't say that a navi is necessarily a chiyuv of Talmud Torah. Although the Ramban does say the words L'shmo Adivrei Hashem, so it does sound like the Ramban wants you to hear something, not just the experience of it. And the source of the Ramban is very clear, is the Shunamis. Maduat Holechas Eilof Hayom Lo Chodesh V'lo Shabbos Michlal, he quotes the Gemara this time in Rosh Hashanah, but it's also here in Sukkah, Divachodesh V'Shabbos Boi L'Mezim. The Ramban elsewhere in Parashas Emor says, I shall tikro some mikrai kodesh, you shall call them or observe them as mikrai kodesh to enhance the kedusha. Says the Ramban, how do you do such a thing? Is kulam kruim v'nesofim l'kadesh also. And I assume that kruim v'nesofim means this gathering in which we get together to hear the Rebbe, to hear the Navi, or whoever it is, share divrei Torah. So the Ramban raises another question in our minds. Is it possible then that the mitzvah of Makabel Pnei Rabo Berego, Lolekas al Chachom Velanaviim Lishma Divrei Hashem, is some sort of an integration of two different mitzvahs? It's a harmony. It's a partnership. On the one hand, we want to be Makarim the mitzvah of Lekadcho, of Mikroi Kodesh, to sanctify the day. And on the other hand, we have a Chiyuv of Talmud Torah. And if you take a look on the second side here, I quoted the Rambam. In parentheses here, in the second paragraph, the Rambam Hilchos Yontif Perek Vav Halacha Yutes, although he doesn't mention the mitzvah of Kabbalah's Pnei Rabo Berego there, but he does mention the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. And it does seem like Talmud Torah is a tool, a vehicle through which we sanctify the day. And there's a special mitzvah of Talmud Torah above and beyond the whole year round, which is the Shinantom Levanech, etc., but there's a special mitzvah inherent in Kiddush Sayom and Mikrei Kodesh, perhaps, of setting up the day in such a way that there's a special involvement in the study of Torah. So although the Rambam doesn't mention Kabbalah's Pnei Rabo, but the Ramban explicitly does, giving us or leading us to the conclusion that this mitzvah of Kabbalah's Pnei Rabo is somehow inherent and anchored in the mitzvah of Yontif, of Kedushas Hayom. And this leads us to the Noda B'Yehuda. This is an amazing piece of the Noda B'Yehuda. I mean, the sheer brilliance of it is mind-boggling. And how he quotes the Gemara in Kiddushin, which if I would ask you in the middle of the night, you know, what is the connection between the Gemara and Kiddushin, and how soon you would say, Rabbi, you know, they say once about, I don't know if it was Rabbi Sol Salant, they say the story over about different Gedolim that accidentally the Talmidim switched the Gemaras before the Shia. So what happened was the Rebbe had to, you know, spontaneously create some sort of connection between these two Gemaras that had nothing to do with each other. They just happened to open up. That's what it sounds like no Rebbe is doing. The Gemara Kedushin says that you're not allowed to stand up for your Rebbe. There's a ceiling, there's a maximum, more than twice a day. Why? Because since we recite Kriya Shema and Kabbalah Salman Shemayim twice, so when you stand up for the Rebbe, which seems to be a key of somehow Kabbalah Smaruso of the Rebbe, because Hacholik al Rabo is Hacholik al Shechina, the Gemara says in Sanhedrin. So you can't possibly stand up for your Rebbe more than you would do for HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself. That would be almost an insult to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What does that have to do with this sugya? I would never have guessed in a million years. But you know, you can see something very deep and profound. Ostensibly, he wants to know why the Torah of the Shulchan Aruch omitted this mitzvah to be mekabel p'nei rabo berega. He also is bothered by the question that we asked before, Chodesh v'Shabbos. We start with Chodesh v'Shabbos, and yet we end up with Rega. How did that happen? V'niral anis daiti bozeh, devade mehai kroy alfina d'Shabbos v'Chodesh yesh bo tosef es kedusha. What we call Kedusha Sayom, of course, in the case of Shabbos, that's clear. The Nabiyudu feels himself compelled to prove that even on Rosh Chodesh, there's some sort of Tosefis Kedusha. Sharei Yeshbo Karba Musaf, which I always think is, you know, if we ever give Shirim while we're here in Toronto, I mean, all of you will have opportunities, I think, around Rosh Chodesh time to give a Shia. And I think one of the questions you have to ask yourself is whether the Kedusha Rosh Chodesh is limited to the Beis HaMikdash, where they brought the Karba Musaf. And the Ramban Shita in the Hagos and in his commentary on the Rambam Sefer Mitzvahs, the Ramban Shita is that Hallel is the rice on Rosh Chodesh, but only in the Beis HaMikdash. Bless you. That's fascinating. But I think here what the Nodimud is already indicating is that we can take the Kedushas Hayom of Rosh Chodesh from the Beis HaMikdash, from the Korban Musaf, and expand it beyond the bounds of the Beis HaMikdash. Is therefore Yesh Makom LeKabel Pnei Rabo. This is very similar to the conclusion we wanted to derive from the Ramban, that the Kedusha Sayom is connected and maybe even generates this Chiyuv of Kabbalah's Pnei Rabba. Then the Nod Yehuda says the following: Omnam lahatil chov iefsha. Really, inherently, the mitzvah is generated by any day that has Kedusha Sayom, Shabbos, even Rosh Chodesh. However, that we couldn't impose. That obligation we couldn't impose. This is very reminiscent of the Magen Avraham, which you'll see here in Nobi Yud Gimel, that on Shabbos and Kodesh there's no Chiyuv, but there's a Kiyum. Interesting, the Magen Avraham was way before Rav Chaim, 100 years before Rav Chaim, more. And yet he was already using this kind of Chiyuv, this terminology. And the Nobi Yud is also employing it. So it wasn't, you know, we shouldn't blame Rav Chaim for everything. You know, it's not true that all Atzara started with Rav Chaim. You know. Yeah, the Ran and the Dorim. Which Ran? You mean the Ran about the Heftagavra? Okay, yeah. It's almost the Gemara itself. Yeah, right. I think since you say the Shia Kedusha, you're talking about the Ran and the Dorim about Kedusha, that a woman is vachka herself, and then the Baal is kind of. That's a famous Ran. It's also a love to Shiran. But bottom line is, he's certainly talking about a Kiyum HaMitzvah without a Chiyuv. Why was the Chiyuv lifted in the case of Shabbos and Chodesh? So here he stretches his arm out to Kedusha Daf Lamed Gimel. Amar Ebo Amar Abiyana Ein Tamid Rashoi Lamed Zei Rabel Shachas V'Yahres Shalo Yei Kvodo Meruba Mikvod Shamayim Umeyata Gam Lekau Pnei Rabo Yefshol Lechayev Bechol Shabbos Rosh Chodesh Dim Kain Yei Kvod Rabo Gadol Mikvod Shechina Sheino Holech Yisholayim Rak Sholosh Pong Bishona. The mitzvah of Kabbalah Pnei Shechina expressing itself through Aliyah L'Regel only applies three and not more than three. It's almost like he's creating his own sugya here. He's creating a parallel sugya. The Gemara says you can't stand up for your Rebbe more than twice a day because of Kriyat Shema. He's saying you can't possibly impose a chiyuv to Mekabel Pnei Rabo more than three times a year because of the mitzvah of Regel.
Nowadays, you can't
You couldn't be Mekabel Rebbe ever.
Ever, you cannot. He came. He came with his Zeb, his man has Zeb. Shebavon Esteinu Arabin. This kind Vashi Mosi Es. Has Mekdashem. So it means that today, we don't have the mitzvah Aliyah L'Regel. Ain't on a Yecholim. Ain't on a Nachlochim L'Kabel Pnei Shechina Shama. Kla. Alright? We don't have the possibility after Churban to be Mekayim the mitzvah Aliyah L'Regel, which is itself a topic that should be covered in our studies of Moedim, whether or not Aliyah L'Regel is totally dependent upon the mitzvah Lo Yirah upon Ayreikam, and you have to bring a carbon, so therefore after Churban there's no Aliyah L'Regel. But there was a minhag that goes back centuries to be Ol L'Regel, even after the Mikdash was destroyed. Mash when the Nerd Solar would be. And I know Rav Yoshev is a big he's big makhter on this. You know, he goes every morning of Yontif to Tam Vasikin at the Kotel. Yeah. Tries to get a
is the Kim of Aliyah L'Regel?
I think so. Or Riyas Hamokam HaMikdash, I don't know. So, but Mela, according to the view that you can't be Mekayim the Smits, there's no possibility today because we don't have the Karbonos. Is therefore a Mokam Lahatil Chiyu Mekal Pere Rabo Kla DMK Kvod Godel Kvod Kvod Rabo Mikvod Shamayim, that we can't do, that would be a violation of the rule that we saw in the Gemara Kiddushin. So basically, what the Nodav Yehuda is doing is, in order to defend the Tur and the Mechaber and their omission, he basically completely, wipes away this whole sugya that we had. It has no bearing la'aloch ha'mais of bisman hazeh, because Baba Nusayin or Rabbi, we don't have the Beis HaMikdash. And maybe it's even awesome. Yeah, maybe it should be awesome.
No,
you have to know.
No, I think
you have to know if we're going to know the
I think according to the halacha, only if you're in a shul, in a bet midrash that you daven there, you're not supposed to stand. Because in that spot, you're standing three times a day in front of a Kadosh Baruch Hu.
What? That's not true. It's not only if you're in a shul.
I think it's really only if you're in a shul.
Alright, we'll fight this out a little later.
Okay.
So what do we do with the whole sugya of Chayim Odom L'Kabos Menagam Regel? Says in Odom Yehuda, Al Zman HaMikdash Omar Shechayim L'Kabos Pnei Rabo. I'm not 100% sure that Reb Yitzchak lived at the time of the Beis HaMikdash. But I don't know, somehow he was giving us a halacha that applied at the time of the Beis HaMikdash. I mean, if you buy that.
So
Reb Yitzchak's only telling us that Kishibon HaMikdash, Sham Nalev and Eirah, Yachzak, Yivzel, Kalpan, Eirah, and Regulum, Kom. So why does the Rambam quote this halacha? He certainly lived after the Churban. Lachain Hevi Arama, the Rabbi Yisrael, she came Darko, Lahavi, Kol HaNoeg, Bizman HaMikdash. Now here I've also, I can't hold myself back from making a comment. And again, nobody should accuse me of, I'm a big fan of the Nodav Yehuda, and I can't even begin to understand the 0.001% of his Torah. But this last line is completely antithetical to everything I was raised with from my youth in how to understand the Rambam. The Rambam in tens of places will tell you, I'm always reminded of the Rambam in Hilchos Chametz of Matzah, where he goes through all the Seder of Achilas Karban Pesach and the kashas that you ask, you know, in the Manishtana, and you know, why this night is only Basar Tzli. And then all of a sudden the Rambam says, Bamidbar Amur is Vashmeis HaMikdash Kaya. You know, he sort of like wakes up out of a dream and he says, wait a minute, I forgot to tell you that there is no Mikdash, you know. But to say that the Rambam here in Hilchos Talmud Torah would quote a halacha that's only knowing Bismana Bites without any qualification whatsoever, anybody who buys that has to know the shoulders to stand on, so it doesn't need Rabbi Bernstein's approval. But it's totally against everything I've been trained. It's like if I would work with this premise in the Nodim Yehuda, then I'd have to basically close shop on everything that I try to do in the Rambam. Alright. They're not considered those who just bring down all the halachas. They're interested in the practical aspects of the halacha, which is true. The Archlaner, totally unaware, I think, of the Nodim Yehuda, has, in a sense, a certain level of overlap with the Nodim Yehuda, but yet comes to the opposite conclusion. He has another sugya, which I didn't find. I don't know where the sugya is, so he doesn't tell you the Archlaner. So maybe you can look it up in Bar Ilan. I found it in the Psikta. Ru'uyim hoyu Yisrael lalos l'regel b'chol Shabbos b'chol Rosh Chodesh. That fundamentally, the mitzvah of Aliyah l'regel should apply any day that's sanctified, not just on the regel. Avalo rotz HaKadosh Baruch Hu l'atriach aleihem. So God had mercy, and he took into consideration the amount of effort it would take for us to make it into the Beis HaMikdash on a weekly basis, monthly basis, etc. He says, "In Cain Kabbalas," but the Mechilta, the Psikta, excuse me, goes on. I wasn't able. This is only part of it. The Mechilta goes on and says that Losid Lavo, when there'll be the Kibbutz Golios, and then we'll go back to the original. The In Cain Kabbalas Pnei Rabo. It's the same idea. The Roy B'chol Shabbos V'Chodesh, we really should fulfill this mitzvah on a more frequent basis. Shabbos Rosh Chodesh. Today's not Shabbos or Rosh Chodesh. Uminah Shamin al Kol Ponim the Kabbalas Pnei Rabo Mitzvahi. And I added a few words to the Aruch Laner. B'chol Shabbos Rosh Chodesh Kmo Re'ias Ponim Ba'azor. So, just to summarize what we're seeing over here, that the Achronim are definitely subsuming the mitzvah of Kabbalas Pnei Rabo Beregel into the context of Kedushas Hayom, and that allows us to say that for many different reasons there should be a mitzvah of Kabbalas Pnei Rabo that's not limited to the Regel, but I mean for many different reasons the Chiyuv at least was limited to the Regel, but fundamentally it goes even beyond the Regel whenever the day is sanctified, that somehow Kabbalas Pnei Rabo is a kiyum of Kedushas Hayom. If this be the case, then I thought this would open up a very beautiful opportunity, a window, to explain the Kesef Mishnah's approach over here about the so-called machlokes, the presumed machlokes between Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yitzchak. Rabbi Eliezer, you recall, makes this whole mitzvah of Kabbalas Pnei Rabo Regel conditional on the fact that he's going to guarantee himself V'samachta ato beisecha di'ozil v'osibiyom. Rabbi Yitzchak, on the other hand, doesn't seem to pay any attention to that, according to the Kesef Mishnah. Perhaps the Kesef Mishnah is learning that when the Gemara asks the kasha from Yitzchak, it doesn't mean that Rabbi Yitzchak and Rabbi Eliezer are one shita. That's not what the Gemara is assuming. They aren't one shita. They have a fundamental machlokas, and the nafkamina is going to be in a case of azul velo asibiyo. But rather, the Gemara saw something very fundamental in Rabbi Yitzchak that presented a kasha to Rabbi Eliezer. What do I mean? If you assume that the mitzvah of Kabbalas Pnei Rabo Beregel, as I think the Pnei Yoshua understood it, is fundamentally anchored in Talmud Torah. So, I understand very well Rabbi Eliezer's objection to Rabbi Eloi. You know, it's really great, Rabbi Eloi, that you came to see your Rebbe, says Rabbi Eliezer. But what about the mitzvah of Simchas Yontif? Talmud Torah is a wonderful mitzvah, Shkula Kedegi Kulam. But it doesn't override the mitzvah of Simchas Yontif. And especially if you consider that the entire source for being Makabel Pnei Rabbah Beregel is not Vishinantam Levanecha, the statement in Pasuk, it doesn't say it in the Pasuk that Talmud Torah has to be fulfilled in this way, but rather it's derived from Divrei Kabbalah in a Pasuk in Tanakh. So anything that's derived from Divrei Kabbalah is certainly not on a Doraisa level. Maybe it's in that, you know, gray area, the Bein HaShmash is between Doraisa and Rabbanon, but it falls shy of a Doraisa. So it was clear to Rabbi Eliezer that the mitzvah of Kabbalah's Pnei Rav Beregel as a Talmud Torah mitzvah would not have the power to override the mitzvah of the Samachta B'Chagecha, the Samachta to Obey Secha. Therefore, Eicha Mishov Se'arek. The Gemara quotes Rabbi Yitzchak, not necessarily because Rabbi Eliezer is bound to accept Rabbi Yitzchak, but what you see in Rabbi Yitzchak is something that even Rabbi Eliezer would have to be moda. It's not that we're accepting all of Rabbi Yitzchak. Rabbi Yitzchak is really telling us two chidushim. One is fundamental, and I think is the lowest common denominator that would join both Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yitzchak. And that is that this mitzvah is inherent in the rega. That we see in Rabbi Yitzchak. Rabbi Eliezer never questioned that. And the Gemara never believed that Rabbi Eliezer would question that premise. Again, if it's a Talmud Torah mitzvah, and this is what led some of the Mefarshim to believe, the Ritva and the Magen Avraham, that this mitzvah should apply every day of the year, then it's not limited to regal. It's not a Yontif mitzvah. The turning point in the sugya, the Eini V'Amar of Yitzchak, is the fact that there's some connection here between Kabbalah's Pnei Rabo and regal and Yontif. It's a Kedush Sayom Halacha. It comes under the Mikroi Kodesh, under the Kadsha. It's not just a mitzvah of Talmud Torah. And therefore, the Gemara questions Rabbi Eliezer, what do you mean, Eincha Mishov Se'aregel? Why is the mitzvah of Regel in Kabbalah, as it expresses itself in Kabbalah's Pnei Rabo, inferior to the mitzvah of the Samachta Tobe Secha? Ostensibly, if they're both anchored in the Kedusha Sayom, in the Kiyum of Kedusha Sayom, why should one necessarily trump the other? Maybe it should be...
You're already home. Meaning one is you're getting up and leaving to go do another one. It's like the ritva by Osek Mitzvah that is usher to, if you're doing one, it's usher to go do the other one.
Okay, Nisan, that's very good. But I wanted to raise a different hakir. I don't know if you remember, we once discussed the Kedush Sayom. We spoke about the mitzvah of Sukkah on Sukkah, the mitzvah of Lulav on Sukkah, the mitzvah of Matzah on Pesach, and the mitzvah of Shofar Rosh Hashanah. We raised the following question. I'm very heavy into this hakira, and I see an opportunity to use it here. Again, whether it's right or not, I don't know, but at least let's try it. Certain mitzvahs are generated by the Kedush Sayom. The Kedush Sayom creates the mitzvah. There are certain mitzvahs that are more fundamental, in that, on the contrary, you know, when you ask which came first, the chicken or the egg, it's that the egg came before the chicken. It's that the mitzvah itself produces the Kedusha Sayom. We spoke, if you recall, about Gzeira Derava. You know, when does Gzeira Derava apply and when does it not apply? Maybe there are limitations to Gzeira Derava. We wondered whether you could apply Gzeira Derava to matzah. We spoke about the fact that some mitzvahs apply whenever the Kedusha Sayom exists. Other mitzvahs are limited. Let's say, for example, the mitzvah of lulav only applies on the first day of Yontif. It's only by day and not by night. Matzah, you know, you might entertain the gra that every minute there's a kiyum of matzah. So, it's a chagah matzah. It's called the chagah matzah. Shofar, on the other hand, via classical case with the Kedush Sayom, and you split the day into two parts, that generates the mitzvah of shofar. Where would you put the mitzvah of Kabbalah's Pnei Rabbah? Is it A, that Kedusha Sayom generates the mitzvah of Kabbalah's Pnei Rabbah, or B, that through the vehicle of Kabbalah's Pnei Rabbah, I create the Kedusha Sayom? That is an act of Mikroi Kodesh. And the nafkamina could be in a case where I have to choose between the following. I have two choices. I could either be mekayim the mitzvah v'samachta to'u beisecha, or I could be mekayim the mitzvah of kabbalas p'nei rabba b'rega. And it's an either or situation. You have shekayim shneim. It's chutz l'tchum, whatever it might be. If we assume that both simchas yontif and kabbalas p'nei rabba b'rega are generated by the kedushas hayom, then we could apply different rules. Like, for example, I'm here already, Shevi Al Taseh, or you might say this one is only Midivrei Sofrim, Midivrei Kabbal, the other one's Doraisa, and so forth and so on. But there's an opening here to suggest, and I'm relying heavily here on the Ramban, that the mitzvah of Kabbalas Pnei Rabbo exceeds beyond, it supersedes the mitzvah of Simchas Yontif. Why? Because this is the vehicle through which I'm Makadish the Yom. As if to say that if I don't fulfill this mitzvah, felt in the Kedusha Yom, there's something lacking, Yeshua is a Chisavon, the Kedusha Sayom, the Kiyom, the Kray Kodesh. Now you'll ask me the question, but why? It's very strange. Why should I believe that being Makadal Pnei Rabo Beregel is itself generating the Kedusha Yom, it's forming the Kedusha Sayom? And I think to answer that question, we introduce the Nodav Yehuda and the Aruch Laner's approach. What the Achronim here, I think, are saying is that what are we doing on Yontif? What is the essence of the Kedushas Hayom? The essence of the Kedushas Hayom is the Shechina. And where do we see this in the most profound way? In the midst of Aliyah L'Rega. The Shechina is there. I mean, the Shechina is there the whole year round. But there's a special intense Kabbalas Pnei Hashros HaShechina of, how does the Pasuk say, Yishayo, no, Yikirub, Yosef Karov kind of thing, you know, that if you don't do tshuva during a service, you make tshuva, then maybe that itself is not fair. Because, or if you don't fast on a fast day, you know, it's Yosef Karov, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's day. He's waiting for us to invite us into his abode. So if we don't take advantage of that, it's like Chas V'Shalom Fraskin Ponim. So what I'm doing by being Makabel Pnei Rabo, and I base myself a lot, not only on the Nodav Yehuda, but I think the Nodav Yehuda in turn is based on the Yushalmi in Erevin, the Yushalmi says, which is Nambi Yudalef on your page, Kala Makabel Pnei Rabo, Ki Ilu Makabel Pnei Ashkina. And by being a Kabbal Pnei Hashchina, I'm making the regal into a regal. It's not coincidental that we call it a regal. The word regal itself means Kabbalas Pnei Hashchina. And it's not only an essay, there's a los essay. If this be the case, Rabbi Yitzchak, then maybe that's exactly what the Gemara is vacillating over here. Rabbi Yitzchak was clearly of the opinion that the mitzvah of Kabbalas Pnei Rabo Beregel is an absolute unconditional mitzvah. He doesn't qualify his statement. He's not bothered by the pasuk v'samachta ta ubeisecha. Leave that pasuk alone. That mitzvah is generated by the kedushas hayom. But I need a mitzvah. I need to do a mitzvah that's fundamentally creating the kedushas hayom. That's the experience of encountering the Shechina, and that's kabbalas pnei rabo beregel. Rabbi Eliezer, which he taught so, held no. Either like the Pnei Yeshu, that it's a mitzvah of Kabbalas Pnei Rabo that's grounded in Talmud Torah, or even if it's grounded in Kedushas Hayom, it's only generated by the Kedushas Hayom. It's not creating the Kedushas Hayom. If I'm not Makabel Pnei Rabo, but regal according to Rabbi Eliezer, I'm not in any way vitiating or undermining or clipping the wings of the Kedushas Hayom.
But so what's the difference between Kabbalas Pnei Rabo regal to if both are kum sharegel?
Oh, so again, you can go in different ways. You could say
so why that's more important.
Right? No. So again, either he holds that, like Masal said before, you're already there with your wife to get a belief, or you could say it's a mitzvah d'oraisa as opposed to be the sofrim, or you could say he held that simchas haregel is itself being makadish the yom, whichever way you want to put it. But he obviously places simchas haregel on a higher level then be mekabel pnei rabba. So the shunamis is nice, and the chiv is wonderful, but not to undermine the mitzvah of a samata tove secha. And therefore, the Gemara is going to say that you can only work out this mitzvah. Not that Rabbi Eliezer rejects this mitzvah, kabbalas pereira, but work it out in such a way that's efshel karev shneim. Guarantee that you can fulfill the fundamental mitzvah doraisa of isamata tov beisecha. Says the Kesef Mishnah, why did the Rambam leave this out? Why did the Rambam omit the stipulation, the condition of azil v'yasi v'yomei? Because he passes like Rabbi Yitzchak. What does it mean he passes like Rabbi Yitzchak? That the mitzvah kabbalas pereira has such a power that it could trump and undermine the mitzvah of a samachta to a beisecha. So even if it's impossible to get back on the regel and enjoy the yontif with your wife, and you would have to therefore undermine the mitzvah of a samachta to a beisecha, so what? You did it for the sake of a greater mitzvah. If this be the case, Ravosa, then you could begin to understand why on Shabbos and Rosh Chodesh there's no chiyuv, but there's a kiyuv. How do we understand this concept of a kiyuv without a chiyuv? I once asked Rabbi Alper all of a sudden this question. Well, what does it mean a mitzvah kiyuv? If HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants me and I'll get rewarded for it, then I'm obligated to do so. The whole concept of mitzvah kiyuv seems to be off base. So Rabbi Alper wrote me back a letter. I have the letter that he never understood. But I think the answer is that whenever the mitzvah has something to do with the Shekhinah, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, you know what? I'm here. The Shekhinah is available. I'm not going to force you, I'm not going to twist your arm to take advantage of a close, intimate relationship with Shekhinah. That's your choice decision. That's what a mitzvah kibbutz is all about. Like, for example, tefillah is only lifnei Shekhinah. Right? So you have a concept, according to the Ramban, Reb Chaim says, of a mitzvah kiyuvitz. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, look, you can avail yourself of this possibility of standing in front of the Shekhinah. That's an unbelievable opportunity. But some people don't want to take advantage of the opportunity. This is going to be my theme on Sunday in Thornhill, about Eretz Yisrael, to take advantage of that opportunity. So the same thing applies to regel. If there's a possibility of Kabbalah's Pnei Rabbo Beregel, and Pnei Rabbo is Kepnei Ashkina, and if that halach applies whenever you have a Kedushas Hayom, the Kedushas Hayom means that a Kadosh Baruch Hu is reaching out, the Shekhinah is there, it's available, it's close, take advantage of it. So we can suggest that that's a cue. The Torah set up a more intense invitation, so to speak, into the base Hashkina on the Regel. And the regel is all about an invitation by HaKadosh Baruch Hu for us to enter into the Beis HaShekhinah, into the Beis HaMikdash. So here it's an absolute chiyuv. And I want to say even more than that, Rabbosha. Without a chiyuv, there's no such thing as a mitzvah. The Chovas Gavra sets up the Maisa mitzvah. What does it mean to blow a shofar? So it's Tu B'Shvat, I'm going to blow a shofar. Right? It's Purim and I'm gonna eat lattice. Well, what does that mean? You don't eat lattice on Purim. Right? If you wanted, you could. But to call it a kiyum mitzvah makes no sense. So I'm just saying the whole concept of setting up a kiyum mitzvah without a chovas gavra, I think is an anomaly. It's antithetical. You know, it's the chovas gavra that generates a maisa mitzvah and a kiyum mitzvah. However, there's certain cases where the Maisa Mitzvah is meaningful even without a Chovas Gavra. When the Maisa Mitzvah entails standing in front of the Shekhinah, it's meaningful. I don't need the Chovas Gavra to generate it. Like the Gemara says in Brachas, Tefillah Rachmi Ninu. And therefore even women are included. Let's say that the Mitzvah Tefillah would be Zman Groma, that you have to know. So why are women obligated to Tefillah Rachmi Ninu? Because you don't need a Chovas Gavra to set up Tefillah. Tefillah is meaningful unto itself. And therefore you could have a kiyum of Kabbalah's Pnei Rabba even outside the ring. If this be the case, Rabbosai, then maybe we could say that women are obligated in the mitzvah of Kabbalah's Pnei Rabba. Not like the Pnei Hoshua. Why? Because there's no difference between men and women as far as creating the Kedushas Hayom of Yom Tov. If, for example, Yisrael Malacha creates the Kedush Sayom, if Inuyin Yom Kippur creates the Kedush Sayom, if Achilles Matzah on Pesach creates the Kedush Sayom, then women are included. why the Rambam subsumes the mitzvah of Kabbalas Pnei Rabbi Regel and Hilchos Talmud Torah, and here I'm coming back to your point, Sana. If you know anything about the Rambam's Hilchos Talmud Torah, you know that it splits into two halves. There's the first four prakim of the Rambam, and then there's the fifth parak and on. The first four prakim of the Rambam deal with the mitzvah of Talmud Torah per se, neto. And the Rambam says, Bonecha v'lo b'nosech. But the fifth parak and on is a whole different mitzvah. Like you said, it's related to Talmud Torah. And that's the mitzvah of Kvod Rabbah, of Adarta Pnei Zokinin. The Rambam nowhere indicates that women are exempt from the mitzvah of Adarta Pnei Zokinin. If the Shunamis went to see Elisha Novi on Chodesh and on Shabbos and certainly on the regal, that's not some sort of tzidkus on our part, some sort of optional mitzvah. It's because that's exactly what the mitzvah of Adarta Pnei Zokinin is all about. However, there's certain times of the year when the Shekhinah is there and demands that you come and meet the Shekhinah and greet the Shekhinah. There's certain times of the year when an Ish Kadosh or a Talmud Chacham or your Rebbe is there and now Kabbalas Pnei Rabbah, Kabbalas Pnei Shekhinah, therefore you're obligated to be Makabal Pnei Rabbah. And from that perspective, I don't think there's one iota of a difference between a man and a woman. So you'll tell me the women don't show up on Yom Tov to hear the drush. Okay, so that's a problem. You know, women today are looking for more opportunities to do mitzvahs. This would be an excellent opportunity. Not because I'm a feminist, but because I honestly believe that the fact that Rambam waited till Perek Hey to incorporate the mitzvah, to codify the mitzvah of Kabbalas Pnei Rabbah Regel is not a coincidence. Had he codified it in one of the first four prakim, which he certainly could have done, it would have excluded women. But he waited till the fifth Perek, where in no way, no how does he indicate that women are different than men in Vadarta Pnei Zokin. And if a woman has a chacham, a rebbe that she studied from, then the mitzvah of Kvod Rabbah applies just like it does to a man vis-a-vis his rebbe. And therefore, she has to stand up for a rebbe, she has to be mekabel pnei rabbah, and certainly beregel. Why beregel? Because in the regel, the kedushas hayom has to be generated by kabbalas pnei rabbah. And here I want to end with the following conclusion. L'fi ani yizdaiti, the exact opposite of the Noda B'Yehud is correct. The Iker Mitzvah of Kabbalas Pnei Rabbah Beregel is after Churban HaBayis. Fakir, as long as the Bayis stood, called Fasha Bayis HaYomim, is the Shechina is there. Is go ahead and be Mekabel Pnei Shechina. The Pnei Rabbah is another expression, an alternative. But who needs alternatives when you have the real thing? But Dachi, after the Churban HaBayis, when there's no opportunity whatsoever to be Mekabel Pnei Shechina, is then there's a special chiyuv of being Mekabel Pnei Rabbah Regel. The Rambam didn't write being Mekabel the Chayiv of Mekabel Pnei Rabbah Regel just because he was talking about Zman Shabbos HaMikdash Kayam. He wouldn't have left out that small proviso, that insignificant footnote. I'm being facetious. He certainly held that the mitzvah applies even to Zman HaZeh. And why? Because we don't have the opportunity of Aliyah L'Rig. So this is the last branch that we can hold on to. If that be the case, then maybe we could suggest the following. That there's a machlokas in between the Rambam and the Tur and Shulchan Aruch. The Rambam on the one hand holds that this is a fundamental mitzvah that applies to B'yeter Se'eh, to B'yeter Chizuk, after there's no Shechina in the Mikdash, because Hashimosi is Mikdash, this man has said, and we should be very careful. Maybe the Rambam would say that women likewise have this obligation. And it's rooted in Mikrai Kodesh, in the Kiddush Sayyom, the Shechina is there. On a day of Shechina, we have to seek out the Shechina. How do you seek out the Shechina if there's no base on Mikdash? Go to see a Rebbe. That's the Rambam sheet. Maybe the Shulchan Aruch paskins otherwise. He holds like the Noda B'Yehuda. That when there's Shechina Mamish, then as a livui to the mitzvah, as an accompaniment to the mitzvah of Leila Regel, we have a mitzvah Kabbalas Pnei Rabbah, and that's why it's limited to Regel, because Shalote Kvod Shamayim, you know, it shouldn't be inferior to Kvod Rabbah. Bisman Azer, that we don't have this, so we don't have that either. Perhaps you could say such a thing. But again, I'm not here to pass it on Lachlamaisa. I think that the Rambam's words really jump out at me. and you get the impression from the Rambam that this is the way you're supposed to enjoy and celebrate the mitzvah of regel. But the Rambam wants you to know that the whole yisodas of this mitzvah is kabbal's pnei shechina. And that's why he puts it under the mitzvah in Perkei Chutz Torah of Adarta Pnei Sof. Okay.